The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I know, but we're almost there. It's only Thursday, but pretty soon, it'll be all right. This part of the show is brought to you by our pride and joy, really. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show. Well, a lot of stuff. You know, if there's like a link or a cool trailer or something like that, we throw it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And that way, you're like, I gotta remember. Sometimes it'll even jog your memory. What was the thing that they were talking about that I wanted to? There it is. It's all right there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It is the perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure you stay updated and check out our Facebook page. Oh, I wonder if I got accepted to the unofficial thing. I'll have to check.
It's early.
Yeah, remind me. That's true. Admin probably sleeps in, you know, big morning show fan. They sleep till 11, go back, listen to the podcast, I guess. I have no idea. I don't know what they do. Hi, everybody. It is Thursday. This weekend, Bill Burr is the host. You know, they actually say that the one of the biggest shows of a year for SNL is the one right after the election. And, you know, they're fall season falls in the middle of sort of the height of a campaign when it's a campaign year. And so it's a kind of a coveted spot to get that first Saturday after the election. And this weekend, it's Bill Burr. He is the host. And the musical guest is someone named McGee, MK.GEE. And the only thing that's capitalized is that M, McGee. But MK.GEE.
What's her first name?
It's a guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the first name. I think that's all they go
by. I think it's just McGee. Yeah. McGee. So I want to hear a little.
I want to see if it reminds you of the same person it reminds me of.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Here's a little bit. Oops.
Sounds like Sting.
It does have that.
Or
Howard Jones meets Sting.
You got it. Starts with a G, Vinny.
Gautier.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, kind of. I hear all that in there.
Yep.
It's like a sort of like a low-level rockin' electronica kind of stuff.
All the songs are kind of like this,
but that bass line, I love the Sting pull. That actually feels like, you know, within the fields of gold. You know, the solo Sting stuff.
Yeah.
I'd
never heard of him until this morning and listened to a couple songs and really enjoyed it.
So. White guy. Long-haired white guy.
So Bill Burr and this guy, McGee. I don't know what song they'll do. You know, I'm going to look on. No, I'm not. I'm in the middle of something.
That one's called Rocket Man. And that's one of the most downloaded songs.
Rock Man is the number one song on his list.
Rock Man. That's the name. Well, maybe that'll be the one that he does. So we'll all discover that together. Him and then I like Bill Burr. Bill Burr is really brash. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, I've had enough of that guy. But I've enjoyed a couple of his specials, and it's hard on everybody.
I had the promo. It's kind of cute.
Oh, like the little teaser promos that they do?
It's Bill Burr and one of the cast members, and they're supposed to just be talking while, you know, backstage before, you know, there's...
Okay.
You know, they're talking about
here
it.
Here we go.
So here, let me...
This is the SNL promo for this weekend.
I don't know what's wrong with the car that you have, you know? Be 2 years, you got to get a new one, though.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
So excited you're hosting Election Week. This is big.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I cannot believe that... One?
Yeah, I know, right? Dude, never in a million years. In a million years did I ever think that.
I get it.
Yeah. So that's the joke.
Too. Unbelievable.
I'll tell you
they cut it before they knew.
They keep doing it.
And also they don't want to. Okay, that's fun. You know, are you, I've found that I can't post the NBC stuff up on the Facebook page. It gets dropped off of there, but you could try to post it.
Yeah, I'll try to post that.
Anyway, that's happening this weekend. Apparently that's a get. That's a big deal to be hosting that show because a lot of people... win or lose, are looking to see what SNL has to say about that stuff. And they do tons of political stuff on that show. And they have characters that they actually hire on, like, we'll pay you for the whole season to play this particular political figure. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with this week. And I'm sure that the show has to be, I mean, we didn't find out really until yesterday who the winner was. And so they've got 3 days to write an entire show around that. I'm sure they had been working on sketches for both outcomes. One would think. On TV tonight, well, the Alice Morning Show will be watching Survivor tonight. Yeah, I get it. It's on last night, but we go to bed early. Wah! Can't be watching something that's, first of all, it's 90 minutes and it's on, is that on at 8 or is it on at 9?
I think they have an early version of it available for you. So you could have watched it at 6 last night.
How could I have done that?
It's there.
On the Paramount app?
No, it's there on the Xfinity.
Oh, really?
6 o'clock.
I'm going to look for that. Is that the one that you've been watching or is this a new thing?
I have watched it. Christina watches that one every night or every time. So she was watching that last night at 6 or whatever while she was doing whatever with the kids. I'd already left for my bedroom and I was watching last week.
So at 6 o'clock, it's available.
At 6 o'clock, it's available.
Are there ads?
Yep.
No, I can't watch it.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't. That'll keep me up so far past my bedtime. Yes, your hand is up, Maddie.
I didn't see the week before. Do I need to watch that and the new one? Or
you want, if you enjoy the show, you will enjoy last week's episode. It's okay. Very good. So,
but if you just want to get caught up, you'll be fine.
You can skip.
Recap.
You can always skip.
Yeah,
it's not life or death.
But you were
at
saying
all.
It was especially good.
It was a good episode.
It was a good episode.
And this is where the rubber meets the road. Like, we're now, a few of the bums are out. And we've got a nice pack of people
scheming,
trying to find their way. And this is where it gets good.
I thought some of the logic from last week was pretty solid. There's this group of five people who were on a team from the get-go. And they just because of a random draw, it's the five of them and this one other person as they've been divided into teams. And that person, I really thought that they shouldn't have. That they should have gotten rid of a different person almost to like take their numbers down to a more manageable, less of a majority situation.
I was surprised they spent that much time talking about that particular element.
All brought it up.
Yeah, it was even Probst brings it up in the...
Yeah.
And I don't know if he watches, you know, the dailies and sort of goes, oh.
He must have an overview, right? Or someone who's saying...
He has to be watching pre-shots.
Yeah. But he's very careful about not revealing anything that is a secret between people.
Yes, but also he touched the thing that they were talking about nonstop. And I thought, okay.
That's where the juice was, right? So I guess that's what, you know, the producers do a great job on that show of making it. Sometimes it's harder than others. Sometimes it's just going to be Rome the whole time. But usually they can make it so you go in not knowing. John and I always try to guess who it's going to be before we start up Tribal Council.
That's like, part
who
of
do you
the
think
fun,
it's going to
sure.
be? Right, it is. It's a fun show.
I would not have guessed who went home last week.
Oh.
Would you?
Last week. I knew it was between that person and the other person. But I really did think that they spent so much time talking about the scenario of the number of them that the other person would have gone home. I think I voted for Gabe to go home.
Yeah.
And I was wrong.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, is what there were other options. And the person that went home, I went, I didn't hear her name come up. I must have been in the bathroom.
You must have been in the bathroom. That was the other option. She was the only one who wasn't on their original team. And that was like the... So anyway, Survivor. That's what I'll be watching tonight, even though it was on last night. But there is football.
Yes.
As you mentioned, it's on Amazon. Thursday night football. Baltimore and Cincinnati. But as far as Hallmark is concerned, it's Christmas time, you guys. There's a movie tonight. This is for you, Sandy. This is just for you. I like this. It sounds fun. It's so stupid. You know, I thought that the line from A Partridge in a Pear Tree or The 12 Days of Christmas, whatever it's called, I thought it was Five Golden Rings. Is it Five Gold Rings?
Hold on.
Five Golden Rings. But here it's, the name of this movie is Five Gold Rings.
Oh, well, maybe they're just taking liberties.
According to my source, it's Golden Rings.
Maybe it's up to whoever is singing it. You get to decide. So Five Gold Rings is tonight. It says here 8 o'clock on Hallmark, which I have no idea if that's like an East Coast, West Coast thing or whatever. Five Gold Rings, 8 o'clock on Hallmark. So Sandy, maybe record it or it'll be on demand on the Hallmark channel afterwards. I don't know. Some actress named Holland Roden from Teen Wolf receives a package from her dead grandma asking her to return five items to their rightful owners before Christmas. I love the premise. Wonderful. It sounds delightful. It sounds like she's going to find some love.
Big
that
shock
sounds
here.
Like a romantic comedy to me.
Holland Roden is a very pretty lady.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
weird. She chose acting.
Yeah, I don't know why so many people think that that's the thing to do.
Do you think some her old boyfriend from high school will come back to town and they'll get together?
That's so cliche. No, she has to go out and find these five people in this one. And one of them obviously is going to be her dream man because her grandma from the grave knew who her soulmate was.
Whoa, this lady's 38. She looks like she's 25.
Let me see her. This is Holland.
Holland Roden.
She's pretty.
Pretty lady.
I'm going to say that chick is like the perfect Hallmark actress. She's, okay. So, and how old do you say, 38?
Says 38.
She's about to age out. Does Hallmark think 42-year-old Lacey Chabert is too old to cast? There is a 79-year-old casting director named Penny Perry, and she's suing the Hallmark Channel. She says, I was fired because of my age. And in her lawsuit, she's 79 years old. In her lawsuit, she says the network had soured on a couple other people because of their ages. Holly Robinson Pete, who apparently was a regular. And Lacey Chabert. Penny Perry, a casting director for the Hallmark Channel, said one executive called them old and said, we got to start casting younger stars. Holly is 60, Robinson Pete.
Wait, she's suing on behalf of the actresses
or on
behalf of herself?
No, she's suing for herself. She says, I was fired because of my age, and here are some of the things I have to support that there's people are ageist. Meanwhile, Lacey Chabert's like, what? What now?
I thought I passed on that role, but turns out it was never mine to pass on.
You know, Lacey actually has a Hallmark movie coming out, so I had this lady, I don't know.
Well, I have a tear. I just...
Yes.
I hear that and I think, also though, at 70, what did you say?
79 years old.
I do feel like at some point,
retirement.
Boomers, you got to retire so that young people can actually get jobs. I know that sounds extremely ageist, but it's like, she's not 64 or even 66. 79.
She's 79. But listen, maybe she's like the best casting director ever.
Well, if that was true, she wouldn't have been fired.
Exactly. And at 79, maybe they've been like, look, we've been waiting for almost 15 years. You know, you're fine. You're great, but we are going to get some other people. So, and you keep casting Holly Robinson Pete and Lacey Chabert in all our movies. Well, they are great. So Holly is 60. Lacey's only 42. Reach for comment, Hallmark said, Lacey and Holly have a home at Hallmark. We do not generally comment on pending litigation. And while we deny these outrageous allegations, we're not going to discuss an employment relationship in the media. Oh, they're so cool. By the way, Lacey's latest, I was telling you about this a couple weeks ago, or maybe last week, I don't know, time, it's very warped. She's got a movie for Netflix. It's a holiday movie called Hot Frosty. Remember, it's like she figures out a way to magically bring a hot snowman to life. And he starts doing, it's the boyfriend he starts doing all the chores around the house.
Oh, I thought
but he's shirtless
else.
And okay. He's wearing like, you know, low slung jeans, you know, the look with the tool belt and the hot chest and the 8-pack.
And he's really a snowman the whole time.
He's a snowman. And if it gets warm, you know, she's going to lose the hot frosty. Anyway, that's her latest. She's also in a new Hallmark movie called The Christmas Quest. Sandy
will be there for that.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep track of all these fun. I like that they do all these. It's Hallmark and Lifetime. They have like a whole holiday programming thing. And I'm sure all of these are available throughout the year. I'm sure you could stream them whenever you want. But they roll them out one at a time during the season. So anyway, does Hallmark think that Lacey Chabert at 42 is too old to cast? It appears not, old lady, 79-year-old lady, because she's in a movie this year. So strange.
These jobs, though, it's like, it's very much like ours. Like, we would love to keep doing it, but it's not always up to us.
That is the case, my friend.
As we just saw across the street, there was a bloodbath.
Yes. We're sorry for you guys. That's, you know, they're a bunch of colleagues and good people that we know from being in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like the Menendez brothers, I'm not saying that anything's going to change, but there is a brand new, LA County district attorney. That George Gascon is out. And there's a new guy. His name is Nathan Hochman or Hockman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N. He defeated the incumbent George Gascon in Tuesday's election, and now he's the new district attorney. He told CNN, I may ask for a delay in the hearing to have Eric and Lyle Menendez resentenced. George Gascon had said the hearing is scheduled for like December 11th, and we're going to revisit and potentially resentence, and that's the date for it. This is about 30 years after their conviction for murdering their parents. This new DA says, before I can make any decision about the Menendez brothers case, I need to become thoroughly familiar with the relevant facts, the evidence, the law. I will have to review the confidential prison files for each brother, the transcripts from both trials. I'm going to speak to the prosecutors, law enforcement, defense counsel. And I'm sure this isn't the only case that they have going on down there. He has other stuff, too.
Well, these big name stories, though, I mean,
right
to this day. The OJ trial. I mean, not
if
everybody
came
was
in
there
on
yet.
That. You would definitely
like
be concerned.
That's still considered one of the biggest cases in LA history, right?
So he's saying, if for some reason I need additional time, I'll ask the court for that time. He's expected to take office on December 2nd, and then he's got like a week to. He'll have to the hearing to determine the request made by George Gascon is currently scheduled for December 11th. So he would have 9 days to review the case. Maybe they could give him the cliff notes on that. He said he would move expeditiously. If I ask for a delay, it won't be a delay for delay's sake, because I think the Menendez brothers, the victims, family members, and the public deserve to have a decision done as soon as it can be done in a thorough manner. So the guy sounds totally reasonable. But all the people who were like, free them, release them. You know, I'm not hearing yelling that is their wives. Yeah, they both have wives. In fact, Lyle has been married and divorced and has a new wife. I did not. Here's the thing, though. In California, no conjugal visits if you're in prison for life without parole. That's just one of the rules. So if you're in for, you can still marry, but you can't consummate the relationship.
Okay.
So in 1996, Lyle married Anna Erickson. By 01, he was over her and he divorced her. And then he married Rebecca Sneed in 2003. Eric married Tammy Sackerman in 1999. And they've been together ever since. And
so wait, what you pointed out a second ago is that they don't get conjugal visits. So there's they can't even
so these
consummate the marriage.
Who are like, yeah, I want to marry you. I want to be Mrs. Menendez in all the ways except the one way because I can't. I'm reading it right here. I can't come in there. Oh, well, I'm really hot for you, but oh, well, now they're like, I don't hear them clamoring for these guys to be released. Maybe they are, but I don't think so.
Suddenly, they've got TMJ.
Yeah. Oh, my jaw is really bothering me. Mm.
Jesus.
So I was actually wondering,
that star thing from jail is really disgusting, just to put it on the record.
I agree.
I know that those two, and Scott is the reason I know this. Scott Capurro is one of the people who'd exchanged letters with them for years.
Yep. Yes.
And it's
one of them actually wrote him back or something,
yeah,
right?
They exchanged that. It's just a weird thing that it doesn't make any sense why a person not in jail would say, you know what's for me? That guy.
I like me a jailbird.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you. It does take a certain, look, if you're out there and you're married to some convict that who you met after they were incarcerated and you decided that would be a good life choice for you, I don't know, take a deep, long look inside. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I'm curious because I do believe you can have a relationship with someone over the computer. Like that seems to me, or via phone.
People
like,
do seem to have those.
There are a lot of people who maybe have never met but talk via text every single day and they become as...
They're close friends.
They become as close as anyone might be, and they look forward to that good morning text or the good night text as much as anything that they would look forward to in life, including food and using a bathroom. Like, where's my good night?
It's real to them.
Yeah. So,
and
do they
actually be real
in jail?
Does
Lyle Menendez have a phone and an open text thread with his wife?
Well, I just don't know.
No,
you're not allowed to have cell phones in jail, but a lot of them get them anyway. But no, it's the line that, you know, you hear whenever you watch a true crime thing. You know, someone's calling from a federal institution. Do you accept the charges?
Wow. Okay.
Unless they have commissary and they pay for their own charges.
You know, the other day ago, I was looking at this Instagram of Diddy's family, and he is on a FaceTime video with them, and it's a bunch of his kids and their spouses, I guess, maybe. And then one little kid, like a little girl who's maybe 3 or 4 years old, and she's wishing him, her daddy, Diddy's her daddy, she's wishing him happy birthday and singing to him. And it's, you know, and the family's all gathered around. So it's for his birthday. He was turned, I think, 55 this week. And it did occur to me, like, why does he have a cell phone?
I think a lawyer when they come to visit.
That's what I was thinking. Because, and also, as of right now, they're holding him without bail, but he hasn't been convicted. So I wondered if there's a little bit more leeway. But there's also, you know, the very real question of whether or not he might tamper with witnesses, which I think is one of the reasons they don't want to give him bail.
I would assume there's guards there and they're watching to make sure it's just...
Right. You're just doing the phone call and then no quick text to all the people who will go terrorize people on your behalf. Anyway, then I was thinking to myself, so the Menendez brothers, their parents were rich. Like that was part of the not fun of the story, but that was an interesting part of the story was that they were out there, you know, getting front courtside seats to Lakers games and running around spending all the parents' money on fun stuff. So I wondered, is that money still around? I couldn't really find that, but they do say that these guys will not hurt for money, that there'll be book rights and OnlyFans is clamoring for them. Like they said, if these guys make an OnlyFans account, wouldn't even necessarily have to be a porn thing, that they could just get on there and people would support them, have questions, there'd be interactions. Like they might be able to use whatever stardom they have as Eric and Lyle Menendez to just be like, you know, come over here, we'll chat and you can donate to us. It'll be great.
That is shocking.
Isn't it?
Well, I saw a video, or actually it was a still photo, but it was the story was about a lady, an OnlyFans lady who was holding a billboard that said, so, I don't know the quote, but it was like, you can do me, but you have to let me film it.
Oh.
And so this is a lady finding random people and putting it on her OnlyFans. So there she is. She's hot. And you're like, what guy wouldn't be all, yeah, I want to do that.
Well, guys who like think ahead, well, not just with little guys.
I understand, but I'm saying there's angles for these OnlyFans things. I guess
they gotta
murdering
come up
your
with
parents
them, right.
is an angle.
So
all manner of sicko will be interested.
They had about 14.5 million when the parents died, but they ran through all of that by the 90s because of paying lawyers
court
and other
fees,
things.
Right.
Oh, the lawyers got that. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and they had to. Yeah.
So zero is what they've got at this point. Oh, everything's been sold. Maybe there's some money set aside, but then
no, you just said it. Book rights and yeah, and
book
more.
Rights and OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. They'll probably make $11 million that first month. Isn't that what Bahad Bahay be made? $11 million.
Yeah, she's a girl
month.
Though.
Well,
no,
she's not
don't
a
say
hot
well,
girl.
But it's totally different.
It is, I suppose. But these guys, you know, maybe the future wives of the Menendez brothers will come and visit
on
them.
On top
OnlyFans.
Of how you already feel about sex, and you've made it very clear.
Yes, dear.
There's not a lot of need for, like you say, you'll if you want to, you know, be with yourself, you'll read vampire porn or something.
Fairy, fairy porn.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
The rest of us are, you know, men who are busy with that. Mm. We like visuals. Mm-hmm. It's a sight thing.
Right.
So you're not going to be looking for Lyle Menendez wiener anytime soon.
I actually don't believe that that's what their hook would be on OnlyFans. I think they would go on OnlyFans and they, like, people who are like fans of them would go and pay a subscription and.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask questions and have. I don't necessarily think that they would have to be doing porn.
You're not watching them break one off? Or
absolutely
maybe
not.
Maybe it's just feet stuff.
Oh.
Okay, well,
I think after the initial rush of, yeah, okay, I want to go, I guess I'll pay them $4.99 a month. Now I'm like, now show me your feet because I'm getting really sick of your faces.
Yes, yeah, smash some cakes.
You know what? I don't get it.
I don't either. Because OnlyFans, there's not just porn on there. Impossible. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
And that any guy makes $1 off of that, I can't believe
it. Well, they have to have some other kind of
hook. Never mind. It doesn't matter. New relationship trend and more after these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fall into $5K a day. It's fall, and we have $5,000 a day. It's amazing. It's very clever. Fall into $5K a day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour throughout the course of a day, and you get a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation are grateful for the energizing enthusiasm they see from our neighbors and nonprofits in the Bay Area cities where they live and work.
Oh.
Visit FremontBank.com today to discover more. The energizing enthusiasm.
It is. It's a big deal.
FremontBank.com.
FremontBank.com.
Here's what's happening. Sunny and 70 today. Nice day ahead. Also, Thursday night football tonight, Cincinnati at Baltimore could be a good game. 5:15 game time.
Ba-da-loop, ba-da-loop.
It's fun stuff. Okay.
I'll be watching Survivor from last night.
Pickleball.
Yes, what about it?
Well, I don't know. You got hurt and quit.
Mm-hmm. I played it twice, got hurt twice. No, don't play it anymore. They played it this weekend. Our friends have this big driveway up in Napa, and they painted a regulation size pickleball thing, and they've got like a portable net. And
it's a flat driveway?
Perfectly flat driveway.
Oh!
Yeah. There's a few little cracks in this one section near this near these tree roots, and it's just, oh man, people are always aiming for that so that they can get the ball to screw up on the other person's.
You're willing to try again then?
I'm not. I sit on the sidelines and I go, yay, that's great. How do you score this again? Okay, this seems fun.
Stay off our tennis courts.
Yeah, use your driveway.
Yeah.
Well, I bring you Lois White.
Lois White?
Lois White is 95.
Oh.
And is a pickleball addict. She lives in Kansas and refuses to slow down. Even as she approaches the century mark, her advice to people younger than her, which is everyone.
Yeah.
All of us.
Right, all the people.
Is keep moving. She says, I don't want to watch a lot of TV and I stay busy.
Mm. It is true, moving. I find that the longer I sit in one place, the harder it is to get up out of it. Well, just keep on going. Keep on moving.
Something about motion stays in motion. I don't remember. Sure. It's one of those sayings you have.
It's like one of the, you know, physics, emotion, item in motion. Stay in motion. Hmm. Unless it's in.
What?
I don't know.
One of your sayings.
It's not one of my sayings, but it's like you're ringing a bell from like science class, the laws of gravity or the, you know, an object in motion will stay.
She's having an off week, everyone. Normally she knows all the stuff every time.
Also,
no matter what.
Like, look forward to more of this.
It is an object in motion stays in motion. That's from Newton's first law of motion.
Right. Oh, Newton's first law of motion. Well, there you go. Apples fall down.
Also known as law of inertia.
Oh, right. Inertia.
I'm so smart. I just know all this stuff.
My neighbor.
I do it.
I don't know where it's at. I haven't. She actually thrashed her foot.
Oh, no.
Playing pickleball.
Oh.
And this was the lady that I saw at a block party or like a gathering. And she was saying, I'm so into it and I'm going to get good at it. Mm. And I was like, cool.
Older lady or?
I would say she's younger than me.
Okay.
But not by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 10 years younger.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever. I just thought I was
fully in middle age.
Totally
right.
Into it. Like,
right.
I am into it and
yes.
I'm working at getting good at this. And then thrashed her foot and she's been down for months. Mm. Like, it turns out.
Did she break something in it or something?
I don't know all the details. What I know is I remember when she heard it and it was beginning of summer. And then I saw her on crutches 3 days ago getting into her car. And I said, oh, my God, still with the foot, huh?
Oh,
and her
no.
husband, my neighbor, goes, it looks like we're getting surgery. And I went, oh, pickleball. It's for real.
Like, well, it is like anything. You play it on a hard surface. You know, you can get injured.
It's a game.
It is a game. It's just, but
know,
it's,
but
you know, you run it around,
so
you trip, you fall. I mean, it's, you know, you break
and
a hip. It's
one of those things where,
and
you know,
tennis.
Oh, stop it. interrupting your tennis.
6 months later, you're still hurt, though.
I know.
That shouldn't come from pickleball. That seems like more of a
like
hobby.
A sport, like tennis. You could hurt yourself doing that. But
you like tennis?
I play tennis every week.
Who are you playing tennis with? Yourself against
Robbie,
the side of your house?
One of my old Gabers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie.
We play every Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, after church.
You've only been here for like 6 weeks. You're already at every Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Is really
yeah. The Gabers
like
are from the olden days.
Tennis is that's kind of like my surfing. It's
oh,
I can
okay.
go and play and you know not think about anything other than that stupid yellow ball and the damn pickleball people making too much noise.
What? Why? Why are they so loud?
It's a very loud sport, and the people that play it are usually very loud, and they don't follow
boisterous.
The etiquette rules of tennis.
Etiquette rules. Yeah,
you know, we don't yell and scream and play music.
Oh.
There's a big riff with tennis players and pickleball players. I don't know if you guys know this.
I do not know this.
I have heard there's some real
I've actually never been anywhere at all that plays pickleball. I've never picked up a racket. I have no idea.
I bet you'd love it.
I'm not your enemy.
they're not all my enemy.
I'm not your enemy, but I'm not playing.
Some of them are.
She was, though, and she has. She's got pickleball stink all over her.
John plays it.
Pickleball stink.
They do yell at each other, even in the friendly game in the driveway. I was like, oh, wow. A little bit competitive.
Do you love true crime?
Yes.
Okay.
Someone looked at which states are Googling true crime stuff the most, and Massachusetts, number one.
Oh.
They love it.
Do they? So now, they're like podcast consumers.
Or Netflix does nothing but.
Yeah, they do a lot of that.
And I'm really.
The ID network.
We've done stories in the past where this also says something about you. Mm. Like there's some.
There's a dark side.
Well, if you're really too into true crime, it could be a problem.
So if you just like mysteries and stories about crime, it's different than being into like, I want to consume the details of something that actually happened and be a part of the solving of this.
Yeah. That's a really big deal for the obsessed, they say, with true crime. And it's Massachusetts more than any other state. New York, Nevada. Well, I would think these kind of things come on or get more important as the snow starts to fall, you know, like
ways
when you're stuck
in the house
and you find yourself going,
there's only so many snowmen I can build.
Right.
And none of them are turning into hot frosties. So,
and the older you get, you find yourself going, oh, screw that.
Right. It's just my
How
own
many
bones
winters?
Are,
have to, yeah.
Let's go south for the winter.
Massachusetts, New York, Nevada, Colorado, California, not on Texas is down there.
Mm.
Obsessed with true crime.
Massachusetts.
Those are all states that have high podcast consumption rates too. So
I also looked at different types of true crime, and here are a few more stats. Celebrity true crime shows about people like OJ, Phil Spector, Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona are most obsessed with those. Serial killers. The top three are Utah, Nevada.
Boy, Nevada.
Illinois. The most searched serial killers include Dahmer, Bundy, Gacy, and Jack the Ripper.
So if you search for those things in like the podcast world, there's probably, those are big names. Like those, there's probably 100 podcasts on each of them.
I'm reading a book right now. Actually, I finished it and I'm rereading it because I love it so much.
What is it?
It's the last installment of the Harry Bosch, Renee Ballard book. So it's the most recent book by Michael Connelly, and the Bosch books have...
There's so many.
There's a million of them, but he's aged through the storylines, and he's elderly now. Mm-hmm. So he's brought in this other...
Going to hand off the baton.
Yes, and but the book is... It's like a writer hitting his stride. Like I went, oh my God.
Wow, after all of this time. Well,
they're all good, but this book is just
doing it for you.
Like really great. And in that book, it's fiction, remember this, they take on the Black Dahlia murders. And there's that buzz around that as they're talking about because it was a big story in LA.
I don't know the whole story. Give me the cliff notes on the Black Dahlia murder.
Gruesome and done way back in like the 30s or 40s or something like that.
And was there like a signature? Did they leave a Black Dahlia there or something? Or was there, why is it even called that?
I don't know all the details because I don't follow those. But the story itself is in LA history is this big one that just hangs unsolved.
Right. I feel like there have been movies made about it.
There have, and you know, there's other books, and there have been people who've said, I did it. Or my grandpa did it. Or like there's a lot of that.
Because the person who did it is dead.
Wouldn't be alive now, right? So
unless they're 100 and they committed the crimes in their first 10 years.
Also big in the true crime world is unsolved mysteries.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Turns out they don't actually solve them at the end. It's right in the title, but a lot of people don't realize that you're going to listen to this whole thing and it's still going to be a mystery. Now, I see that Maddie, who doesn't know how into this you are, Benny, Maddie's also nodding. He's like, yeah, I got duped by that too.
Yeah, I mean, I make true crime podcasts in the past as part of what I did, my company. And I hate when you listen and spend 10 hours with a podcast and the conclusion is, we don't know.
That's how I felt about the Adnan. I can't even think of his last name now.
Well, the podcast was called Serial, right?
It was like one of the first big breakthrough podcasts. And I felt like, okay, so, I mean, is that guy still in jail?
He is still in jail.
Oh, he is.
There
have been revisitings of this.
I thought he was set free.
I think he might have been. Hold on, let me look up.
I know, the only reason I know this, we came to a Winterland in the city. Christina had a couple.
Yeah.
And on the way home, I was driving, of course. I hadn't had a couple. And she said, oh, you got to listen to this podcast. You're going to love it. I'm going to put it on. And then 2 seconds later, she was like.
And you consumed it.
And I listened to what it took for the way home. And I didn't hate it, but I also never went back and finished it.
Oh.
He did. He is free.
Oh, yeah. Really? Has anyone suspiciously disappeared around him? Or is there any...
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Okay, good.
I think he did it.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to it.
You both think he did it?
Yeah.
And then you think they set the murderer free?
Well, listen, they set Brittany free. And she definitely did it, too.
So. I think he was free because the trial was flawed. Like, there was a lot of things in the trial that were flawed.
Yeah, so were definitely like, oh, that should have been admitted. That didn't happen. This
is
happened.
All the criminal that's taken up on the subject of the Serial podcast, the very first one.
I tried to get into the second one, just the top. I didn't like the topic as much. I did like the lady. Her name's Sarah something or other. I want to say she's like an NPR lady. And I really thought that she was a good host for it.
Sarah Koenig, and she came from This American Life. So this was like the first podcast that was an offshoot from that show.
Mm.
On to a different subject now.
Okay. That was good, though. I like that. It's fun talking about that. It's like this whole new world of audio.
Well, it's a crazy big genre is what it's become. I won't do all 50 of anything ever because we just can't possibly get through that kind of a list. But the 50 most popular college majors, according to web searches, what is the number one college major, Sarah? I know you can get this. Go.
Liberal arts.
No, psychology.
Oh.
Bad job.
Thank you. I feel okay about it, though.
I'm looking down the list and I don't see liberal arts. I don't even think that's a major anymore, but I do know.
Can't you get a degree in that? It's like just basic, you know, whatever. Well, let's cover all the bases.
So I had a girlfriend who was going to finishing college and her whole thing was, I just want my dad off my ass.
I'm going
to
finish college.
I just
got to
shut him up. I'm going to finish college and then I can just be free of that constant hassle that he's given me. And she majored in liberal arts and she was like, and I asked her, what is that? And she said, it's nothing really. Right. It's just, I'm just shutting my dad. It should say,
it's all the
how
basic
to shut
studies.
Your dad up.
Right. Oh.
Psychology's number one. Computer science, number two. Business admin, number three. These are the top degrees in college. Music, communications, criminal justice, social work, accounting, and business management.
Oh, those are like the top 10 right there?
That's actually the top nine. Finance is number 10.
Oh.
But this story out of Mental Floss, if you want to look it up, I thought,
that's funny.
Psychology.
Now that you have said that, I still wouldn't have guessed psychology, but I do think that like computer science, I don't know how that's not number one. It feels like everybody needs to have some computer skills. And especially now, I'd be like, I would think that a degree in AI, how to use it.
Christina is my wife is a techie,
mm-hmm.
and she majored in sales ops. I don't think that's like I don't know what it is, but it's computer
sales
driven.
Ops sounds like, right.
And she, when like in normal conversation, she's a normal lady,
yeah.
and you can talk to her about just about anything. If she starts talking about what she does for a living, you just have to walk away because it's way out here.
Right.
It's all this deep, dark dives into numbers and how to
and
track
you're all
things.
Like, I don't understand, and I'm bored.
Well, she doesn't really try to share that all with me. She's seen the look on my face the one time.
I'm glazed over. I can't even blink my eyes. I'm frozen. Are you going to stop talking soon? Oh, God, let's go get something to eat. Anything. Let's do anything. Let's take out the trash. Let's rake leaves. Anything. Please stop talking.
You were there. It's like you were there. Wow. Very well done. Oh, I need to do this real quick.
Okay.
Speaking of relationships, they say this is a new relationship trend.
Okay.
People are asking ChatGPT to weigh in on their arguments and help them win fights.
Oh.
Experts say it's not as neutral as you think, but the idea is that you can enter in to ChatGPT, and they say especially young couples are doing this. Mm. You can enter in both arguments and...
Well, it's like, am I the a-hole on BuzzFeed or something,
right.
you know, or Reddit, whichever one does that.
You feed in the details of your argument along with each person's stance. And the idea is it's a robot. It'll stay neutral. They're saying here, it's not always neutral. But
well, especially if it's my account, like it knows me. Like we have nicknames for each other.
Oh.
Yeah. Like we have a lot of fun and we hang out together, me and Cha-Cha. So it's, I think he would take my side. And by he, I do mean Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha.
He's a he. In my mind, he is.
Anyway, that's something you may want to consider if you argue enough.
I'm going to consider it because I think he'll take my side.
John, don't let her. Don't do it.
Yeah, he wouldn't be in a John. John wouldn't get him the way I do.
Well, I think John also won't like that Cha-Cha's biased.
Well, don't tell him.
That's what I'm saying, though.
I'm
going to
be like, oh, look, you know, ChatGPT is so unbiased. And let's just enter in all the details of our fight and see what it thinks.
What?
What? You look concerned.
Oh, no, it didn't go away. Will you open up our text stream and tell me why I'm looking at your best Black Friday yet powered by Vibes and it's a tool? And like, I'm looking at this going, okay, stop and get off my screen.
Are we getting ads on our text machine now?
I've never seen that.
You see it? You can see that, right?
I see it on yours, yeah, but I've never seen that anywhere else.
What is this?
It's an ad.
Is it closed down on the bottom? There's a little purple button there. Is that going to close it or...
Has thrown Vinny for a loop.
I was just going to go to text and my screen's locked. Can you read some text, please?
Yeah, let's see here. They told me I pronounced Sarah Koenig's name wrong. Thank you, 707.
Oh, that's how you say it, Koenig?
Yeah.
That's Koenig.
It says Koenig.
Yeah.
Oh.
Daughter just started college. She's a psych major.
Oh, there you go. That's number one choice. So did you figure out the whole...
No, I'm stuck. They say here, 415 says, she acquired the nickname of Black Dahlia posthumously as newspapers of the period often nicknamed particularly lurid crimes.
Oh, so the lady who was murdered is the Black Dahlia.
The term may have originated from a film noir murder mystery, the Blue Dahlia.
Oh.
Anyway.
So whoever committed the crime... They didn't get a nickname. The crime itself is nicknamed
Sounds
the Black
like
Dahlia murder.
I upset the pickleballers. 415. Pickleballers are loud while Bob's over there playing tennis and sounding like Anna Kournikova in the bedroom. I do grunt.
Ugh. Ugh.
Did you tape that on Sunday?
Why is this thing? Okay, I'm going to.
That's Anna Kournikova and.
I'll come in on the break.
What's her husband's name? He's like an Iglesias.
Yo, Julio. No. Enrique.
Enrique Iglesias, yeah. What just happened?
We're done.
Hey.
We're having problems.
Coming up, Stranger Things, Yellowstone, and The Wizard of Oz after these.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.